Hola, it's Adrian here from Love, Growth, and Freedom. Hi, it's AD. I miss you, and I know it's been ages, so thank you for your patience as you wait on my podcast episodes, because, you know, life really takes a toll, and just bursting out in waves like a tsunami, and I'm drowning, and I couldn't, but you know what? I lived a life, and I'm now back with so many other things that's been happening in my life. And on this episode tonight, we'll be talking about meeting the universe halfway. And why do I say this? Because there are many things in our lives that happen and somehow it doesn't make sense at any given moment of that present time. And truthfully, nothing really ever falls on our laps. As we speak, what's meant to be will be and what isn't won't. So I just want to talk about how the universe and everything just fell into place for myself. And it wasn't just an easy one, you know, it wasn't because it all just came into our laps or in my lap and boo, it's this and that and that's what happened in my life. No, there are so many things that I had to prepare myself in order for me to receive what I am receiving right now. At this point, we just have to understand that we absolutely need to meet the universe halfway. We don't always have to work hard. We don't always have to break our backs and bones to get what we need. But we do need to work towards aligning ourselves to our goals and dreams and the energies we're asking from the universe. And that's why I've been like thinking about what I wanted to say to you and how we could talk about this and how we could put this in our lives. Wait, let me drink. How could we put this in our lives and just really make sure what we're working towards is actually what is for us and that it feels easy along the way. And I know for a lot of people, when things are happening easily and you're always happy for a long period of time, you're expecting a tidal wave to come and hit you and say, well, you're bound to get some challenges. But in order for us to be okay with this, in order for us to have a mindset where we allow the waves to go as it pleases, is that life is like basically cruising in a ship or on a ship, that we don't control the waves. The waves actually just lead us to one place after the other, and sometimes big waves will come and will direct you to a different place. But if we know our goals, if we know ourselves and who we are and what we're trying to achieve and who we are trying to be, we have a very good general sense of direction of our North Star, of what it means to actually follow what our heart calls out to us, like how Moana follows herself into the sea, like she's meant to live that life. So you're going to see or hear a lot of mysticism about what I'm going to talk to you. But the truth is, I just want to share this because I think this is what I wanted for myself. Then I dug deeper and then I found what I really enjoyed doing and my calling and my vocation for my life. Then that's where it all panned out for me and was well placed into my life as I am living it right now. Living and breathing the life that I used to aim and goal for, but actually didn't really know that this is what I was getting myself into. And there were ups and downs. There were moments of heartbreak. There were moments of meeting another person. There were moments of like meeting the right people at the right time. The universe placed in your life to teach you these multiple lessons. And if you keep feeling that you're put into the situation over and over again, you have to think back and realize that maybe the universe is giving you something that you need, but not what you want. And that makes you feel resisting. That makes you resist how the waves are. Now, when you look into that analogy that, you know, the world is nature, you know, where we are in, we can't control the waves, the sickness, the animals, the things that happen to us. These are things that are out of control. And what you're in control of is your own ship. How are you going to direct yourself? How are you going to go back into going to your North Star when the wave has pushed you to a different direction, leading you down to a stranded island? How are you going to get yourself back up on that boat and go back to your North Star and figure out how you can tread these waters? Now, when we look at that, the only way that we get to control is how we perceive things, how we react to things, and how we learn from all these things. we're going to go through that the universe pushes us to be. And if you keep coming back into a certain situation, it means that the universe is not done teaching you this lesson. That the universe is still giving you all these tidal waves because you have not learned your lesson. You still go against the wave. You still resist. Now, when you look at that, the more that you resist the universe, the more that you resist what's going on around you and how you're going to deal with it, running away from responsibilities or just trying to resist the change that's happening in your life, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to feel like you're always pushed up in a corner, that you're going to feel that the universe does not have your back. But the thing is, the universe knows exactly what you need. To start this off, the first point that I'm going to talk to you about is we won't always get what we want, but we get what we need. The universe and our inner selves usually know what we need in order for us to take a step forward in our lives. It may hurt or cause confusion in our present moments, but things are happening in order for you and the universe to align. Now, we look at this as energies. I'd like to say as energies of things and so on, that you have this balanced energy within you if you take the time to reflect, if you take the time to realize your dreams and goals for yourself, and really just feel and be in the moment with your own being, understanding what causes you to react this way. So now, you are just an energy that's within. You have an energy that you hold within, and you have an energy that you take care of and you hold on to. Now, you, as that energy, be put in a universe where there are boundless energies, left and right, everything pulsating, and all these could affect how your energy is within and could transform in whatever that's going on within you. So when you look at that, you yourself actually know what you actually want. And a lot of the factors in the world just tell you that they seem that they might be something that you want, but really isn't, because you haven't really taken the time to give yourself that moment to figure out what is for you and what is not for you. Now, the thing about what we do and what we where the world we live in is that you get to decide what you can accept and what you can't accept. The universe will give you this. You will actually be given. Some of your troubles would be you have two good choices. And I think the best way to tell this is that you're in a bachelor situation. You've got one who really likes you and one who really doesn't but shows a little interest in you. You have to choose between them and which your heart actually really likes. And then you take a gamble. That's how it all is. It's served for you. The universe serves it to you, giving you a seemingly good decision and a very good decision, but you feel like it's not the good decision because it's too easy. But the universe tries to align itself with what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your mind. That's why a lot of people or a lot of movements in this world talk about finding inner peace, talk about finding your inner voice, because that inner voice is what connects us to the universe and the energies around us. So you make yourself available to the universe to understand how you could do it. You know what I mean? So the universe really just knows, and your inner self knows what they want to align within and what's going on around you. Now, we as people, we absorb energy, we release energy, we take in what people tell us, we absorb, the subconscious knows what you're hearing, and sometimes all these people, all these opinions seem like the best thing that we need to understand, but sometimes that's not the truth. What is outside isn't really true within you. So what you got to do, what you have to learn and try is to master the energy within you and make it into your reality. You have that power. You have to unlock that. You have to tap into that energy that you have it. You infect the energy around you. You tap into the energy around you and this say, this is what I accept and this is what I don't. Universe, let me be ready to accept what I deserve and let go of what I don't. As you go into that, as you figure out what's within you, settling all the turmoil and things that's going on, you get to influence what's going on around you. You get to connect yourself with people with the same energy. You get to befriend people who actually return, reciprocate the energy that you provide them. You provide love. You share this, and it comes back to you. Because that's what you amplify. That's what you receive. Now, the universe will just do that because it's going to test you of how well do you know yourself, how grounded you are in your own present mind, and how you are really just working on being able to know the energy within you. And the movements have been telling us like that. We've got the yogis who talk about inner peace, aligning yourself, meditation. We all have all these self-help books telling us to be mindful, to live a life that's intentional, because it starts with you. You can't change a world that doesn't, or you can't make a world or a reality for you if whatever is within you is in turmoil and it's not something that you actually like and enjoy. So that's when it all gives a sense of nothing's working out for me, nothing's making me this, nothing, you know, everything's against me. It's because you're the one going against the wave. You're the one going against where the universe is taking you, where, you know, your higher being is taking you. So that is basically what you have to understand, is that we don't really get to control what is served to us and given to us. But if we go through it, rather than just running away from it or resisting it and fighting back, we actually really get to have that moment of, well, I will influence the energy around me. I will accept what I deserve, and I won't give myself, you know, this. I won't allow this if they're going to ruin whatever I have and ruin whatever inner peace or the things that I've worked on with myself. You have to secure yourself, that inner peace, that grounding yourself, that goal. And all of those are actually the things that we've talked about in the previous episodes and how to do this. But we can go dig deeper in that as we go through these series of episodes that I'm going to record for you. Now, another point that I want to push forward is practice patience and reflection. The universe likes to play games with you and your willingness to pursue your goals, and reveals to you the things you need to realize about yourself before giving what you ask. It seeks to know if you're willing to meet it halfway in order for you to achieve and receive what you want. Now, the universe only asks of you is to be sure of what you're asking for. And sometimes the universe will test your patience because it will give you so many other things. Good thing, things that seem so good, but not really. It will mask it in so many different ways. Like, it's going to give you an opportunity to rent a car for a while, and then it's going to break down on you. Then it's going to give you an opportunity and land into your arms a car that worth buying and works perfectly and is nice, that's for you. But it only made you do all these things if you were willing, and to test if you were willing to work hard, or if you were willing to be patient and receive what they're trying to make you receive. And sometimes they're going to give you, like, let's talk about relationships, they're going to give you bad boyfriends after another because you haven't learned your lessons from each of those boyfriends and you never took the time to rest and never took the time to reflect on it. Then the universe will keep giving you that because you keep entering yourself, putting yourself in situations like that, accepting things that you do not deserve and tolerating what you think you deserve. Now, if you think that you deserve less, then that's what the universe, and that's the energy that you're implying, that's what's going to happen, and that's what you're going to attract, and that's what the universe is going to serve you until you realize what your worth is and how you're supposed to receive what the universe is giving you. Because you can't ask for something and the universe will give that to you when you're not ready to receive it. They wouldn't allow harm, the universe wouldn't allow harm to people that is good and working on themselves, to people that, you know, to people that doesn't want that, to people that doesn't deserve that as well. So, if you know, you have to work on yourself to be able to have someone that works on themselves as well to meet you halfway. As we go about our relationships with the world and the people around us, you always have to meet halfway. You always have to work hard. You can't just get money without doing anything. You can't just get your dream job without doing the work for it. You can't just become a teacher without studying and learning to be a teacher, or even being willing to be that teacher. So, you know, the universe will make you practice your patience because it will test you if you're willing. You're really willing to go through the hoops. And when you do, when you pass that motion of hardness and tests and waves after waves. And then the universe says, oh, this person is ready to receive what we prepared for this person. And then that will flow and overflow for the most of it as you learn to go through the waves of life. And as you learn how to direct yourself through it without resisting so much, then you would see reason after reason. You'd understand why things are happening to you. And now that's when reflection comes in, that we understand what the universe serves us. And then we constantly reflect on that. We constantly think of why this is happening and reflect on these things. You then realize that you can make sense of how the universe is working in your life and bringing you the right people or bringing you the wrong people, putting you in different situations to test that your heart is dead set on this. You know, you have a choice. Everything that you do in your life has a choice. And then the universe will provide that. The universe will give you choices. The universe won't serve it in your lap, but it will give you choices. And if you make the right choice, then you receive another one. It's like opening doors. That's how it is. You open doors in your life, good or bad, you'd realize. But these doors will essentially lead you to who you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to become. Now, when you've understood that aspect, the idea of patience and reflecting and just being able to see how it all goes and asking the universe and influencing the energy around you and attracting what matters to you and aiming for that, making sure that the energy around you is what you surround with as well and you influence as well. That's what you give out and that's what you receive. You have to be ready. That's the third point for this discussion, is to be ready to receive and follow. Because a lot of us, the thing is, we ask, and sometimes we don't analyze if we're ready to receive the gifts of the universe in any way it chooses to. You know, that's why the word comes, be careful what you wish for. Because when you wish for something, you might get, like how genies in movies are tricksters and whatever, and say they might give you different gifts or different things way more than you ask them. Like, how can I say this? Like, Charmed. There was a genie in Charmed, as I remember. And then whenever you ask that genie a wish, if you wished for a car and you weren't specific of what car, what kind of it, the genie will just provide you a car. And maybe the car would not run and would be broken. So it would always have those tricky loopholes and whatever because you were ambiguous. If you're ambiguous with the things that you want, the universe will only read the ambiguous message and energy that you send out, and that's what you're going to receive. So if you try to prepare yourself and be ready to receive what the universe gives you in any way that it chooses to, then you would see right through how your energy is attracting this in your life and how your inner peace, grounding yourself, attracts these things in your life. So, you know, the universe may choose different channels to deliver its promise, or it may require to let go of things that doesn't align with your soul in order for you to be ready to receive. So it will just, you know, the universe will give you all these lessons and things for you to finally realize how to align yourself and be ready to receive what the universe is trying to give you, what you truly deserve. And it knows what you want and need, but since you're setting out a different energy in the universe, that's where it all kind of just, they get ambiguous messages from the energy that you send out. That's how it is. Now, you know, when we ask so many things, and we all do this, but we're not so sure if we're ready for that, the universe can give that to us. But when we get it, it won't turn out the way we want it to be because we weren't ready, because we weren't doing the work. We weren't meeting the universe halfway because we just want to take and receive without understanding the consequences of what we ask. That's how it is. I forgot whose law is this. Law of inertia. Whoever this is, I forgot. I'm not as smart as everyone else, but law of inertia. Is it law of inertia? Like when you move something opposite. For every action, there's an equal and opposite action. For every action, there's always an equal and whatever reaction. So that's how it is. We kind of just really, when we act and react, that's how the universe brings it to us. And there's an equal consequence or equal responsibility. That's why the great line with great power comes great responsibility. There's great power in asking the universe of what we want and what we deserve. And then there's also great responsibility that comes along when we want to receive what the universe is trying to give us. So to close everything up, you have to have faith that what is yours will come. And you have to open your heart to the universe. Receive the energies with an open heart and send and transform it the way you know how. Have faith in your abilities and relationship with the universe and the energies that surround you. So think about that. You have endless, boundless capacity to think, and we only have access to 10% of our brain. And how we do this, words have power. The way we say things, the way we do things, they have power. And they mean so much in our lives. And the way that we talk to ourselves, the way that we look at ourselves, the way we do so many things, it does just coincide with how we interact with the boundless energies that we see in the universe. You know, it's a matter of energy, a matter of feeling the universe the way it is around us. And honestly, if you're not meeting the universe halfway as well, you are not receiving. It's somehow the universe will just give you half of what you can get and what you want. And if you're not ready to receive it halfway, and if you're not meeting the universe eye to eye, and that's where it all kind of makes conflict and confusion in your head. The universe does not want to hurt you, but a lot of us refuse to work and allow nature to take its course. We always alter so many things in our lives, and we don't let it flow. That's why we block ourselves from achieving what we could achieve and what we could enjoy actually in our lives. You know, there's so many things that's like that. And looking back at everything, I think a lot of us just wants to take and take and are unwilling to give and unwilling to tap into that energy of love and light and so many other things. And also tapping into gratitude as well. So yeah, for now, that's what I've written down in my outline, and that's what I wanted to share with you. And as we go through this, we're going to talk about more of how do we align ourselves with how the universe wants us? How do we align ourselves within, and how could we further develop ourselves as we see and manage the energies around us and within us to match it with the universe and what's going on. So again, thank you for being so patient with me. Thank you for understanding all the twists and turns of life. And I hope that this episode garners or gives you so much lessons that you can take with you as you go on with your life. So thank you for listening to me here on Love, Growth, and Freedom, a podcast that believes in love, acknowledges growth, and encourages freedom. So you have a wonderful day wherever you are. Toodles, and I'll see you next time.